The National Park Service is struggling to maintain some of the most historically significant buildings in the country. Among its 27,000 historic structures are old log cabins in Yellowstone, Spanish fortifications in the Caribbean, and a Navy destroyer in Boston. The Park Service estimates it would take $2 billion to do all the maintenance these structures need, but it lacks the money and the craftsmen to do the work. From Wyoming Public Radio, Peter O'Dowd reports on a new effort to chip away at the colossal maintenance backlog.
13 log cabins at the White Grass Dude Ranch are spread out across 30 acres at the foot of one of the most spectacular mountain ranges in the United States.
We're looking right up Death Canyon right here. If you go around that gentle sloping peak right up through there, that is Static Peak.
Al Williams has come to know these mountains and Grand Teton National Park over the last 24 years. Today he watches over a crew of volunteers from a Massachusetts YMCA. Their hammers and crowbars shatter the park's silence as they rip plywood away from a cabin's concrete foundation. It's part of a renovation project to turn one of this valley's most historic dude ranches into an academy for rustic log architecture.
So do I get these out?
Yep.
When Project Manager Al Williams is done with Whitegrass, Park Service employees will travel here from across the country. They'll learn what few people can do anymore, restore rustic log buildings and masonry to their original state.
It's the handwork that is getting lost. You know, everything else is done with by mechanical means or with power equipment.
So Whitegrass students will put aside the chainsaws. They'll learn how to use a broadaxe, slicks, and chisels. They'll grind their own knives to match the contours of windows and doors from the early 1900s. After the center opens, those artisans will first be trained and then fan out and begin working on the barns and buildings that barely stand in their home parks. In the meantime, a handful of local craftsmen are honing their skills and using the renovation at Whitegrass as a teaching tool for future projects. This summer, Wyoming artisans traveled to Utah to lead a renovation project there. Craig Strubel is the director at Whitegrass. He says the maintenance crisis at the Park Service is fueled by two things: too many buildings and not enough money.
It's no different from one side of the country to the other. We are fighting a battle, and the battle is either against the elements or time.
I don't think we can afford to wait for our budget woes in Washington to get resolved.
Barbara Paul with the National Trust for Historic Preservation isn't waiting on Washington. The trust committed to raising nearly $1 million to propel Whitegrass forward. Her group was unconvinced the Park Service could accomplish the project on its own.
Superintendents in the past in Grand Teton did not always perceive that preservation of historic sites was part of the mission of the park. So for a long time, our struggle was not just with the lack of funding, but probably with the lack of will.
Paul says that resistance has slowly given way. Park administrators are recruiting private donors for the $2 million needed to renovate Whitegrass. The Park Service has increased Grand Teton's budget by $350,000 a year to help run the center. And already there are signs the project is working. Will Galloway is a local seasonal employee with a frizzled white beard that stretches past his shirt collar.
A lot of my woodworking hasn't been with log structures. It's been mostly building boats, which is far cry from what we're doing here.
Now Galloway has a new set of skills. He can carve a saddle notch into an old log so it can be stacked onto another. Craig Strubel says that's a good start, even if the new artisans at Whitegrass can only save a fraction of the buildings in America's parks.
I've learned over the years that even though it's kind of heartbreaking to watch some of this go down, it does happen. And nature will reclaim its wood and its structures over time, and that's just how things go.
The renovation at Whitegrass will continue cabin by cabin as money becomes available. Strubel says the campus should be complete by 2016, just in time to celebrate 100 years of history at the National Park Service. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Laramie.